All right, everybody. So we are here in 2025. So this is the first episode of the Gaming Issue. So we'd like to welcome you guys with our trending title right now. Hey, the Gaming Issue, A Brave New World. So I don't know if a lot of you guys are like watching the news right now and everything crazy going on. Like, 39th president died. The world is on fire, and then the other half is freezing over. Donald Trump beat 39 charges. Like, hey, a lot is going on right now. So for my
Thanks.
people that are here tuning in from the United States, welcome to the Gaming Issue, a brave new year.
Yeah,
'Cause y'all gonna have to be brave. And joining me today is, and I'm gonna just go ahead and let him introduce himself. I ain't gonna speak for him.
what's up, everyone? My name is Julian Lewis, live from Louisville. Like Tay was saying, it is a brave new world. I've been snowed in for the past week now. Barely could get my car out the snow. Louisville was not prepared for the snowstorm at all. But other than that, yeah.
Man, nah, that it came out of nowhere. Came out of nowhere. Places
Thanks.
that haven't seen snow in over 10 years are it's snowing to the point
It's
where those
snowing.
people in those places don't even know how to act. I think I was seeing in Atlanta that they was
YNs
drifting. They was driving the Hellcat SRTs in the snow.
in the snow.
In the snow. Couldn't hold it. One dude posted that his engine wouldn't start because his Hellcat was not used to the cold. He left his hood up. I guess he thought that instead of leaving his wiper blades up, that leaving your hood up in the
Anything.
snow. Yeah, nah, his engine was screwed. So, hey, I don't know if you guys heard though, but this has to do with technology. Look, the American muscle car is dying. Right
It
now, if you don't have a Demon or a Hellcat or any of that thing, the American muscle car is dying. They are now, like, most brands have stopped putting in the necessary mate to allow a car to be known as an American muscle. Everything is either converted over to electric, certain mechanical parts being taken out and put in for ones that are more digital. So the American muscle car just doesn't have that power that it used to have. Dodge just recently put out that their new Challenger is fully electric.
fully electric.
Fully
Crazy,
electric.
man.
I don't know who everybody else is kind of gone. So Camaro hasn't put anything out
In
and
2 years,
yeah.
forever.
We don't know if they're missing. I think they said four in their Mustang because Mustang, they originally went to the Mach-E where they said we're going to give you guys a Mustang SUV. And then people realized that
Facts.
that Mustang SUV only took you 120 miles on a battery. So they're going back to the original make and model of your Ford Mustang. So everybody give them a round of applause. Ford is going to be bringing you back the good old Shelby.
Nah, facts. I need to get a new car here soon before the Kia boys come and get me, man.
Oh yeah, we got great new Kias, man.
I got a good old Kia.
I wish Kia would have said, "Hey, guess what? We're gonna come here. And we're gonna merge with Hyundai, because
Facts.
Hyundai. Because look, if Honda, Mitsubishi, and Nissan are
Facts.
all merging in Japan, then my people in Korea, so Hyundai and
Facts.
Kia, y'all gotta figure that out. Because look, they making a mega corporation. If you guys thought that cyberpunk world when you guys are playing Cyberpunk 2077 was never gonna come to be, well, guess what? It's 2025, and corporations are now teaming up. That were lifelong
Everybody's,
enemies.
yeah, it's teaming up. Crazy, crazy world to be in, man.
They about to have so much money they don't know what to do with. I guarantee you the CEOs is looking at them joint bank accounts like, y'all. Like,
Thanks.
y'all thought Microsoft was bad buying every gaming corporation in America. Guess what? Now it looks like that if you are a Japanese car maker, you better get in on that. Because they about to be unstoppable. It's
Thanks.
coming. So look, y'all better watch out because with that buying power, they might just start buying up the Asian markets. They might say, "Hey, look, Kia, you look real lucrative right now." So hey, go ahead and do something. Tell them Kia boys, chill out,
Yeah,
man. They've been going crazy.
they have been going crazy here recently.
But look, I'm gonna go ahead and bring us into our topics. So as I said before, the title today is gonna be a gaming issue. The Brave New Year. So, for those of you guys that don't know, the gaming industry is having some huge expectations for 2025. People are coming in hot. And when I say people are coming in hot, I'm telling you that the biggest game developer, for one, let's just go and get this out of the way. The game of developer that has never failed you in a single game that they dropped. And if they have dropped a game that you didn't like, you gonna have what did dude just say for the Ravens when he was introducing Lamar? You gonna have to come see me. I'm gonna tell you exactly where I'm gonna be at. You gonna have to come see me. Because Rockstar Games said that they are dropping GTA sometime in 2025. We're getting the sixth GTA coming at us. How you feel about that, Julian?
I'm very excited. The only games I play is, 2K, Madden, GTA, sometimes Call of Duty. But like what you were saying, Rockstar never failed the mark on any game. From Dishonored, from, Red Dead Redemption, GTA, it's just been all on point for so many years. But I think, GTA 6 is really going to be a perfect game, like for. Because, streaming is coming bigger, so a lot more people going to be on the streams and trying to be like GTA, make it like cosplay and things like that. You're going to see like rappers like T Grizzly, Sada Baby, and all of them come together, play GTA 6 and all on same servers and things like that. So I'm really excited for GTA
And what's
6.
crazy now is, so for one, I don't know if you guys remember. Look, GTA has always been big on incorporating hip hop culture. With GTA San
Facts.
Andreas, like they put in Dr. Dre, look, Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg, and then Dr. Dre
Yes.
decided that he's gonna come back for round two with GTA 5. They always incorporate rappers. It just is what it is. If they taking it to the West Coast, they're gonna incorporate some West Coast flair. If they take it to the East Coast, be lo and behold, if it's in Liberty City, you're gonna see some New York rappers. But now it's going all the way down to Florida. So understand that all of those people that are down south controlling Florida, I don't care what anybody says. I put money on it. Y'all gonna see Kodak Black in that game.
You gonna see Kodak, you gonna see Rod Wave, you gonna
You
see
gonna
everybody.
see the boss. You gonna pull up on a mansion and be Rick Ross's mansion. He gonna be
Facts.
like, "Hey, I got a job
Oh,
for you
yeah.
down
Rick
in
Ross, you gonna
Miami."
see everybody there.
I'm telling y'all, they never fail. And Rockstar, unlike a lot of game developers, Rockstar, and I can say this with full certainty, I have never seen somebody say, "I'm mad Rockstar delayed the game," or "I'm mad Rockstar needs more time." Nobody. Because when Rockstar says that they're working, we know that they are working. They are working. Rockstar is putting in work because we didn't see the concept. We didn't seen it come to pass several times, like you said, whether it be with GTA, Red Dead Redemption. They are not making a game that is gonna fail. They are
Facts.
not making a game that's gonna flop. So people are more so always just like, "Look, I get the game when I get the game, because I know when I get the game, you're gonna feed me for the next 5 to 10 years."
10. Hey, let me ask you a quick question. Do you
Yes, sir.
think GTA 6 can surpass GTA 5? Now, GTA 5 is probably one of the top games of all time. Probably in some people's eyes, it's top three. It's been around from 360, PS3 to Xbox One, PS4, all the way to PS5. So it's been around for 10
One of
years
the
now.
few games to do that.
Yeah. So do you think GTA 6 can surpass GTA 5?
Honestly, man, and I'm be real critical when I say this. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And the
Yes.
reason being is that GTA 5 set the blueprint. Like
Okay.
the blueprint was there with, of course, Grand Theft Auto Liberty City. Like they knew how to make a game. They knew what we were gonna do when we took it. But GTA Online was
Okay,
unexpected success.
I agree.
Be real. Did you put more hours into the single player or into GTA Online?
Online. And
Online.
then, yeah.
Online. Because when you got
Yeah.
around that table and it was time to do a heist, I guarantee you everybody was sitting at that board like, "How much am I gonna get? What's my cut?"
Yeah.
Because it set the blueprint. We didn't know what to expect, but they said, "Look, you're gonna be able to make your own person, and we're gonna see how this goes." Because I remember when the service activated. I remember when GTA Online service came on, and that was the talk of everything. Like, I think we was in middle school. It had to be.
Facts.
Because people was in middle school like, "Look, you're gonna be on GTA today? You gonna riding around?" And the economy was set. Like, I remember the original economy where it was hard as hell to make your first meal. But when you made your first meal, it's easy to make your second meal, make your 10th meal. And then heist came out, and then everybody that wasn't a millionaire could become a millionaire in one heist. And that changed the game. That was the blueprint that they were looking for. And that's why GTA 5 has persisted so long, because GTA made a game mode that they could hand to the player base and say, "You guys make this persist as long as it's feasible to you." mean, it's
I
lucrative to Rockstar. Don't get me wrong. They make
bank.
billions.
Yes.
There was a couple times when I just said I need to get a job so that I can get some shark cards.
No, facts. No, yeah. I think I agree with you. I think GTA 6 is going to surpass GTA 5. And what you was talking about with the hip hop industry before, if you look at T-Pain, T-Grizzly and them rappers, you know, if their album flops, but people still watch them live stream and they making so much more money playing a game at home than rapping or making
That
music.
is
And it's
there.
so crazy how much money they're making with that, and everybody going steady watching them and do heists with them.
And the thing is, the streaming and really when GTA 5 first came out, streaming and social media was still young, right?
It was.
When GTA 5 first came out, we were still online.
Yeah.
Think about it, we were
Line.
still
No, we was
online.
in, yeah, like 6th, 7th grade. Yeah.
They didn't know yet fully how to incorporate social media into the game. I mean, yeah, they worked on it like longer and longer, but the original settings, like I remember you could flip on your phone and have like some fake Instagram or something like that. But
Facts.
now I can see it coming to the point where it's like, look, social media and streaming are huge now. There's gonna be people making some serious money off this. I guarantee you there's gonna be streamers coming out saying, look, this is GTA. And like you said with the rappers, them rappers have their own private GTA servers
They do.
that people are paying them to get on and play with them. We can play with our rappers now. There's gonna be rappers that are gonna be like, look, I'm being my own GTA online server on GTA 6 right now. Pull up and come F with me, and I'm gonna be reviewing my next album.
Facts. That's how it's like a ultimate promotion tool.
For real. Hey, you know, GTA, but how are they gonna cut of that profit? I guarantee they are, but because like I remember I knew a nigga made it if I heard his song on GTA.
No, facts. Facts.
I knew a nigga was a hardcore artist if his song was
Wait,
on
oh, the
GTA.
GTA. Yeah, no, facts.
That's it. GTA put me on a Kendrick. I remember when ADHD pulled up, came on GTA 5. ADHD. All that shit. I
Yeah.
remember all the stuff from the Section 80 album that came on GTA 5, and I was like, it's Kendrick. I pulled up,
Say that,
shut the
yeah.
blinds. Got like, you feel me? It was all that. If your music was on GTA 5, you were up. Like,
Was up.
you were known. There was
That's
this one song
facts.
on GTA 5. Ladies,
No,
hear
don't
me
you not going
tonight.
to hear. Yeah.
They had Eddie Murphy on that motherfucker. I just want to party all
Yeah.
the time. You made it. You made it.
Yeah, no, that's true.
You gonna hear that stuff on loop. It doesn't matter if I didn't hear who you were before. I heard your song on GTA. You on loop.
Nah, facts. My bold take, either Kai or Drewski gonna be in GTA 6. Something with them gonna be in the new GTA. I feel
Guarantee
like it.
what? I guarantee you. Probably both. I guarantee,
Yeah.
like you probably gonna see a mission with Kai, because Kai is just so viral. You definitely gonna have a mission with Kai. Drewski might
Facts.
be playing some goofball. Like he gonna be in a mission where he at,
That's
where
what I was thinking.
he's somebody you robbing, or he's somebody that's be like, hey, bruh, like you walking into the store while you robbing the store. Hey, man, I ain't seen nothing.
Nah, facts.
Nothing. Wearing a could have been shirt, tiptoeing out the back door.
Could have been
Like,
Rickers.
because it's so viral. Like GTA is pop culture, and that's why GTA
Is.
it can't fail. GTA, like, I ain't gonna say that that's real life, because I remember back in the day, that's what all those problems went. They try to say GTA was the reason why kids is out here on drugs, kids is out here, you know, perpetuating violence. But of
Yes.
course, we moved past that part where now people are having more respect for video games. GTA was spearheading all that. Like, despite everybody saying, like, every parent, I'm not gonna let you buy GTA, that's a bad game.
Real talk.
Still playing it. Your daddy would tell you he's not
Facts.
gonna buy the game and buy the game right in front of you. You go downstairs, you play that game when he at work. I guarantee you.
Nah,
That's just what
that's
it
real
was.
talk.
That's
That's
just what
real
it was.
talk.
It was pop culture for their era. It was pop culture back when we was in middle school. And now that we've grown adults, it's still gonna be pop culture now, because they've
Yeah.
always found a way to modernize GTA.
Facts.
And they gon that's why I agree with you. They're gonna have those people in there because it's necessary. Like they added in Haitians. I looked at the trailer. It was real deal Haitians. Haitians.
Zopam. Facts.
Yeah, bro. Hair and all, man, with the wicks and everything. Haitians. I was like, Booms realization.
Yeah.
Because you
This gonna go crazy.
rocking, like they had to add in that culture. It has to be that realism because for the people that are really living in Miami and the people that are living in South Florida, this game mean a lot to them. They gonna
Thanks.
be testing that stuff just for some fraction of error to be like, nah, we don't really do that down there. But I guarantee you everybody
Thanks.
going they gonna have there's people going that's gonna be talking with the same language, dialect, rhetoric, whatever you wanna call it, where you be like, dang, bro, I can't understand what you're saying. If somebody gonna be in your lobby, bro, you speaking that Haitian, you feel me? Like
Thanks.
you understand what he's saying? Like, come on, twin. Like
Thanks. Nah, I
somebody gonna
agree
say, bro,
100%.
somebody like you feel me, jit. Somebody gonna say it. And you're gonna be like,
Yeah.
I
Thanks.
get it. Cause they studied it. That's why when they say they take more time, I guarantee you they sent somebody from Rockstar that said, we're gonna need you to go live in Miami for 6 months.
Nah,
Come back and tell
facts.
us everything.
Yeah.
But man, but I ain't, of course I don't wanna get too much caught up on that because I know I only got you for the 15 minutes and then we gotta move on. But check it. So outside of GTA, we already know that 2025 is bringing us a lot of things because also you're in tech, you're in software.
Yeah.
People already unveiling stuff with AI that they couldn't tell us last year because they wanted to make so much money off these products this year, where they like, look, we added AI into
Yeah.
our product
Thanks.
and it's superpower. I know NVIDIA just came out last week and said, look, the 4090, our most expensive
Yeah.
processor, is now obsolete. The
Yeah.
5070 that we use AI in is now two times as powerful and it's now two times as cheaper because it costs less to make thanks to AI. 2020, I feel like, look, I don't care. At this point, I don't care about Super Bowl. I don't care about college football playoffs. I don't care about whose homie is in whose group chat saying, Brody, it's your year. Nah, it's AI's year.
Facts.
2025 is going to be AI's best year.
I agree. Like, if you looked at the video summit of the chips that they're making and how much they push in AI, just look at the stock price from last year. It was over almost $1,000 for one NVIDIA stock. That's crazy to think. And then when I went to the Black Tech Weekend in Cincinnati, AI was one of the big conversations too. You know, what's that one song? Drizzy something, BBL Drizzy.
Oh
He
yeah.
made the song with AI. So like, I feel like every song is gonna be coming out with AI. A lot of things in like any games is all AI now.
But I like that though. I like that because I mean our we do our thing as humans, but our capacity, like our mental capacity only goes so far. Monkey see, monkey do, right? And with the speaking of the music industry, it was becoming a problem where like we were having like major artists, like people that have been in the game for decades, like Smokey Robinson, just saying at this point, everything's a sample of sample of sample. Because I'm not gonna say that we've reached the limits of our creativity, but now as musical artists, you gonna mimic what you hear. Like you wasn't making music straight out the womb. Like I don't care how many times Lil Wayne wanna say that he ain't never heard somebody else's song. I swear to God, you heard somebody else's song. Because
Facts.
we are gonna mimic what we hear, and then yeah, we can mix and master our own flair and style to it, but also that has its limits. AI, music make with AI pushes those limits now. Because now AI, you could tell AI, look, I don't want it to sound like anything anybody's ever heard before. Do
And
something.
you, nah, facts. And you, it's the turnaround time is like
Like that.
instantaneously,
Like that.
like just like that quick.
Crazy. I spoke to a producer today, at the event that I was going to, a little networking event, and he said the hardest thing about making music is now obsolete. The hardest thing about making music was coming up with an original beat, an original sound, engineering and
Thanks.
producing that beat. He said, yeah, people go on YouTube and they pull a beat and then they start recording. But behind that, when we're actually having to make those beats, that is the longest part of the song. He said, I don't care how quick or how slow it takes you to put lyrics to the paper, to the sound.
Yeah.
Making the beat was the longest part. And I mean, yeah, we have some people that say, look, I made that beat in 2 minutes and got 2 mil. Great, but that usually those beats are the samples of a sample of a sample
Oh,
where you just
sample,
put some
yeah.
stuff together and add a little spin.
Thanks. Hey, for all the villagers out there, are we gonna get an EP in 2025? All right, are you gonna give the fans what they want in 2025 and drop the EP, man?
Look, man, so I'm gonna go ahead and shout out these people that I have mad respect for. So look, here in San Antonio, Texas. They just dropped their first episode today, but there's this little junk called The Vinyl Room. Called The Vinyl Room. It's basically San Antonio's whole like take on, Tiny Desk concerts, going in and doing your thing. But I mean, this is the setup mad crazy. I gotta give it to the people that are doing this right here. I'm not gonna throw their names out there, because I don't wanna put their names on the web without their permission. But I'm gonna say, look, the concept, the idea, the independent project, the IP, the Vinyl Room is gonna do big things, because now it's giving people, just like what Village did, where people that, we had great gamers in Louisville. We got great gamers. There are great musical artists here in San Antonio that are now having being able to make, put themselves out there. And for me as an artist, my hardest thing was my first performance. It wasn't going in the studio and making the songs. No. The hardest thing for me, and some people say, bro, you look great up there, was my first performance and standing on stage and actually showing people my art. So to answer your question, look, I'm gonna do something with the Vinyl Room, because I recently changed my name and did a rebrand. So Tay Perk is now Tay Allen. I'm getting a little older. People attributed
Sir.
Tay Perk to drugs. In reality, my last name is Perkins. But everybody was like, oh, you get people high.
Perk.
Ah, dog. Like, I just cut my names in half and ended up with Tay Perk. But so now we're going with Tay Allen, because Allen being my middle name. And of course we changed the sound to Sounds Developed. Are you guys gonna get a whole EP? Look, I gave you some last year. I don't know if everybody heard it, but Prima Donna is still out.
There we go.
But look, the new stuff that y'all gonna hear, I tell Mike Milne, he was on a podcast one day. It's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be impressive.
Yes,
But
sir.
if y'all expect me to get back into hoodie freestyle, it might take a little bit. I still got it in me. Who knows? I might, because Jello just dropped "At a Swerve in the Corner."
That's what I'm
Whoa,
saying.
I'm not excited to be tweaking that analytic. Like, look, if we going back to 2000s flow, I might try jumping the jump.
You may have to.
I might try jumping the
You
jump,
have to.
see what I got. You feel me? Because I say, bro, there was nothing cooler when I was a kid than seeing somebody pull up with the Cadillac Escalade and the Spinners.
Facts. Been
If
saying that the whole time.
you had Spinners in the early two to a kid from the early 2000s, I immediately attributed you to money. I was like, he's rich.
He's the man of the town.
He's a man of the town, bro. He's a gangster. I was like, look, I seen him. I was like, man. If you had any of two things in the early 2000s, I swear, if you had Spinners or a grill, he's a bro. He's up. He's gotta
He's
be.
up.
He's gotta be. Like, I was. You feel me? You was the type of person my mom said, look, don't go talking to that man. But I'm sitting here staring at you like, man, you're my
How can I get
hero.
there?
Yeah.
Thanks.
So look, I want to see it. I hope that Jello sparked the fire to really make that switch go back. To where people say, look, we're gonna jump back to the early, because I feel like that's the only era that we've been skipping over. People been going back and grabbing
Thanks.
stuff from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s. Like, even though, like, that song is old as hell. Put your hand on my shoulder. Like, that shit's way back. But people are going back and back and back. But we really skip over the era where it was like, look, I respect gangster rap from the late 80s and the 90s.
Thanks.
But what those boys was doing in the 2000s definitely set every, and they ain't got their credit yet, set everything up for what everybody, I don't care what the name is, the Lil Tecca's, the Trippie Redd's, all of them is doing right now to young people. Because if it wasn't for Bow Wow, like, you don't give Bow
Bow
Wow his
Wow.
credit. If it wasn't for Bow Wow, look, I'm gonna give him his credit. I'm gonna go ahead and give Tyrese's credit, even though he be crying and shit.
He be crying
Tyrese,
out damn time, yeah.
R&B. Look, bro. Bro, Omarion,
Hold on,
Mario,
what do you say?
yeah,
The mark facts.
like even Lil Romeo,
Romeo was there.
T.I., like the early 2000s,
Thank
T.I.,
you,
like
DZ,
people,
TI, all of them.
Chris Brown, like Lil, like people be thinking, oh, Chris Brown. So I remember when Chris Brown first came out. Like, I ain't even trying to
Facts.
be like one of the little shorties, but I'm like, look, Chris, that's why when Chris Brown says to people, I'm 35. Like, Chris Brown came
He been
out as a
that.
kid. He was a
Yeah.
young, he was a teenager. They was putting him in movies for celebrity appearances just to see him get shot. You get him for 5 seconds. That's all you could afford. Hey, man, let's do this. Let's go dance. Chris, no! Like, that's all you got. He turned the corner. Chris, like, Because he was that big. He was in Tyler Perry movies where it'd just be like Chris Brown. Like,
On
I'm
some,
glad winter just
yeah.
passed, but because that shit where he
It's
was fucking
Christmas.
singing the Christmas songs,
That's what I
like,
say.
had the force was opening up doors like it's like niggas was doing dances with superpowers. That was Chris
Facts.
Brown. He'd hit a dance
See,
move and
Breezy.
everybody freeze, like,
He
oh, like.
the new wave Michael Jackson, man.
It's like that, yeah, but people nowadays, you know, girls be drooling over him, and I get that and everything. But before then, he was the Young Bucks was like, this is Chris, this is C Breezy, like this is him,
See,
this is
Breezy.
Chris Brown. We Bow Wow big time. I remember when I first seen Bow Wow in Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift. I knew it was up. I was like, it's Bow Wow. I knew it was up. I was like, I'm gonna
Facts.
stay watching Fast and Furious. This is where everybody at. Then they added Luda. That was after Luda just dropped. Get back, like.
Yeah.
Like, man, people don't have a lot of respect for those people because now they like all those people is old, but everything. But 2000s era rap, I don't care what you say about the long jean shorts, about the sweatbands on the wrists, the long t-shirts, the chains that hang down to your
Hey,
belly button.
it
That's
wobbled to the flow.
what we was on. That's why
That's
that
what I'm
music
saying.
can't die. That's why you're gonna go in there, you're gonna hear a Boosie Badass song. You're gonna go in there, you're gonna hear some R&B from that time period because that time period is timeless. And that's why Jello made that track. That's why Jello finna be the number one art. That's why Jello didn't beat Lil Baby. We don't even want to hear Lil Baby
Hey,
no more.
Lil Baby, his album was trash. I ain't gonna lie.
Trash. He dropped the whole album. And
Trash.
we didn't stream Jello shit more times than any song on that than any song in the album combined. We didn't stream that motherfucker
Facts.
more times. Niggas didn't hit the button just to say I done swerved in the corner.
Want
Whoa, whoa. All right, that's enough of that. But
Facts.
we gonna like, and I get it. Like, I ain't trying to glade. My shorty done already said that she hate the shit. I didn't said it too much. And I'm
Hey.
like, I'll open up my, like, I'll be walking, just walking at work, and then all of a sudden hit, I'm swerved in the corner. Whoa.
Facts. It be random.
I look around like, nigga, why did you say that? Like,
He opened up for Rolling Loud off of that.
for real, because you
Yeah.
can't. He did it. He did it. He opened, like, we gave the first part of 2024 to Cat Williams.
Hey,
He opened up the
true.
portal. He said it. He was like, look, let's go. This is what 2024 finna be about. And niggas started coming for niggas. It was like, I don't care
Facts.
if you P. Diddy, Drake, fucking Trey Songz. I don't give a damn. Everybody went down.
Everybody
Everybody
went
went
down.
down. I seen some shit where more celebrities fled to Europe when that Diddy list came out than people we couldn't find from fucking Epstein's list.
I
Man,
believe
we don't even know where they at. They ain't made no
it. They
appearances.
go.
Jay-Z only popped up when they say he has rape charges. He said, let's go see Mufasa. I'm showing my inner race. I ain't a rapist. And then this is Jello. Jello, the first look, I tell you, man. What you do in the beginning of the year is gonna be what sets the pace of the whole year. Jello shit blew up.
I
Every
get you,
rapper
man.
is like, I'm finna drop some 2000 stuff. I'm finna copy because this is how I'm gonna get famous because I'm already falling off. I guarantee you the baby finna drop a 2000 song.
The baby, money bag,
Money
everybody.
bag.
Yeah, no, I can see the baby on there.
Yeah,
The
see,
baby,
bro,
yeah.
they all finna get little baby because we
Yeah.
didn't wham. I don't even know who
Well,
came up with that.
what is whale? Look.
What?
What?
Tweaker? You said Tweaker? Ah, okay. I ain't gonna hate on him because he probably gonna be watching the show and he probably gonna say something. But look, hey, bro, you can't disappear and go get your business degree from Harvard and come back and drop some trash, bro. Like we glad you got your degree, but you need to hold it down, baby, because Dirk locked up.
Thanks.
Dirk locked up.
He ain't coming out.
He ain't coming
He
out. I don't
ain't
give.
coming out.
They ain't finna do nothing crazy. Like he ain't coming out. Like it's gonna be a trial just as long as Young Thug's was if you do get out, where you get 15 months probation, which I don't even think everybody like that's a win.
Yeah.
On the gaming issue, we gonna say 15 months probation is not a win. 15 months
It's not.
probation means that in 14 years and 364 days, if you step wrong on that last day, hey, we locking you up, bro.
He go right back in there for the
We
whole
locking
time.
you up, like. Hey, you
Facts.
just jaywalk, thug. We gotta lock
Yeah.
you up, bro. You just violate your probation. And
Facts.
they got him on a leash. That's the equivalent of walking around the rest of the 15 years on a dog leash where the dog is a bad dog and they got him like this. And they're like, come on. where you only giving them like 2 inches to walk, because like, bro, you mess up one thing, one, if I even smell weed on you and we have to take you to jail and you still pass the drug test, we had to take you to jail,
Got
bro.
to
You
take it to jail.
violated probation. You're not supposed to be locked up in any capacity. I'm sorry. We got to, like,
Facts.
I'm like, bro,
You
what?
got it. Man.
Probation, motherfucker. But yeah, man. Probation, motherfucker. okay. Oh, this man JJ didn't reschedule. So, look, we got to clear the rest of this out. If you able to do that, this man JJ said he going to bed. All right. So we're gonna move on to the next topic then, man. So look, check it. We can't mention any gaming issues if we already talked about tech, we already talked about pop culture. Look, another issue is cinema. In my
I
opinion,
agree.
and look, correct me if I'm wrong, because I may be wrong. 2024, like until the end of 2024, where things started really coming at it, because we got a lot in the end of 2024. 2024 was a bad year for cinema.
It was. I really didn't go to no movies for cinema. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I remember watching Black Panther in the beginning of the year. I swear Black Panther 2 came out at the beginning of last year. And I was like, look, I'm gonna
Probably,
go see that. Yeah, I'm gonna go see that. And then at the end of the year, they said, look, we're gonna hit y'all with some hammers and we're gonna drop some cool stuff. We're gonna get y'all, we're gonna feed y'all. Look, we're gonna bring out Wicked. Everybody likes the Wizard of Oz. So we're gonna get y'all Wicked. Then we're gonna give y'all Mufasa with
Mufasa.
Aaron Pierre. Hey, no, notice I ain't gonna sound crazy. Aaron Pierre played a motherfucking lion. These women were drooling over a lion. He didn't even play him his own self. Y'all gave him the, y'all credited
See?
him playing a lion to him being an attractive man. I ain't even
Facts.
trying to hate, bro.
Nah. Nah, that's 100% right.
Bro is in his mode. He's in his bag.
He is.
And I ain't even realize how bad it was till I seen the Jennifer Hudson shit pop up on my reels where Aaron, it was like Aaron, Pierre,
Man, I
bro.
seen it. But I'm like, he played a lion. He did play a whole lion.
He played a lion. I had to keep telling myself, I was like, it's not like he hopped in some movie and played himself and y'all said, this is a very attractive man. He took his shirt off. Oh my God, he has a six pack. He played a lion. He played Mufasa as a kid,
Facts.
up until a almost adult, adolescence, and y'all gave this man, y'all said he is the most attractive man in the world. Introducing Mufasa. They ain't even calling him his name. I said, wait, wait. They was like Aaron, Pierre, Mufasa. That's Mufasa. I said, bro. Like you gotta understand, man, and that just brings me to the biggest issue of all issues, man. And whether it be gaming or not, because we gonna see it added in gaming, bro. Because everybody be on their creative character. You throw on the black dude with the colored eyes, he's winning every time.
I promise you, he is.
He's winning every time. He's winning
He
every
is.
time. And for that issue, Disney knows what it's doing. Disney is always gonna know what it's doing, and. We want to talk about mega corporations just like Toyota, Nissan, and Honda. Disney really did all that first. Disney is just super smart about it. Unlike Microsoft, they don't announce stuff. I don't even remember hearing Disney buying Pixar, but they did it.
Not as true,
They did it. Disney. I don't remember Disney buying DreamWorks, but they
but they
did
did
it.
it, yeah.
I don't remember like all these things from my childhood that had their own little flow to it. The only ever acquisitions that I heard about, and for one, Marvel was just like at the end of the line where, hey, we got Marvel, but Star Wars,
Yeah.
it was like, we're buying Star Wars. I was like, whoa, Star Wars. But all of these things is why I'm like, look, we're gonna see this in gaming and we're just gonna see this in cinema. Disney is gonna have a whole lot more, like a whole lot stronger hold on everything because. A big game right now is Marvel Rivals.
It is probably one of the top games out right now.
Hot games out right now, and it's simple. It's simple. Disney perfects keeping things simple.
Facts.
They don't overdo things. They don't try to always throw a cherry on top. But they like, look, bro, we're gonna put your groceries in the bag. We're not doing extra. And I like that. Another movie, yeah, Deadpool. But they, 21st Century Fox, they acquired. Disney owns Family Guy. Disney owns X-Men. Disney owns all of these things where they're slowly putting them back together. And at first, it seemed crazy. I was like, why is Disney ruining these things? But now we see that everything coming out cinema is Disney, and then they're roping it into games. Disney, Marvel Rivals is gonna go hard this year, and we know Marvel Rivals is gonna go hard this year because we know the Marvel roster. We know it. We didn't read all the comics. We didn't. We they just put out Mr. Fantastic and Invisible Woman. Hard, but we already got people sitting in the back like, man. Okay. They just dropped them too. That's crazy. You already got Magneto in there. When we gonna get Professor X? He's hard.
Back.
He's hard. But ooh. You already got Moon Knight in there? When we gonna get Ghost Rider? He's hard.
Hey, they need to bring back Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider is tough.
He's hard. Like we know because we love our comics, we love our characters. Disney is gonna feed us slowly. They're gonna be like, look, y'all, we're gonna give you this guy. Because I know when Ghost Rider, I already play Marvel Rivals. And I know there's probably gonna be a point when I stop playing it. But I know the second that they say, look, I don't care if it's Johnny Cage's Ghost Rider or Robbie Reyes' Ghost Rider. I don't care. I'm on it.
Thanks. Nah, that's true.
On it. Second
That's
you
true.
tell me Blade's in this motherfucker, I'm on it. Blade, I'm on
Blade,
it.
yeah.
I'm on it.
Thanks.
I'm on. They got everybody. They got everybody. And that's why they're going, like, people like to hate and say that. Oh, Marvel has dropped some sucky games back then. Whenever Marvel drops a game, the game sunk. Yada, yada, yada. That's because Disney works on toon stuff. If it doesn't look animated, if it's not a toon, it's not really going to sell. But also, they stopped outsourcing it to gaming corporations that didn't know what they're doing.
Facts.
They were making things too complicated. They said, look, we're going to do like an old concept that has now died. We're going to stay here. And y'all gonna see this because this is gonna be something that you guys probably didn't realize died, but it's dead. The looter shooter is
Facts.
dead. The looter shooter is something that if you all aren't familiar with it, looter shooters really started with Borderlands. When you got
Hey.
Borderlands, you go around, you shoot, you kill enough people, you get a loot box, you got it. Then it moved on
Thanks.
to Destiny.
Yeah. Since we on the topic of Borderlands and Destiny, let me ask you a question. So I'm gonna give you five games. I want you of 2025. I
All
want you to
right.
blind rank them 1 through 5 without knowing what's next.
Gotcha.
Right. So coming up first, we got Assassin's Creed Shadows. Yeah.
Four.
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 Okay,
Are we
okay.
ranking it at 10 out of 5?
So I'm gonna give you five games. So
No,
out
but am
of
I ranking it? Is it a scale of 5, of 0 to 5, or like 0 to 10?
zero, five.
There were five. Oh, well then. Two.
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 Okay. It's gonna be a lot of people who are gonna hate that, you know?
Okay. I'll explain myself after the fact, but I'm gonna go ahead and just give it a two.
Okay. Borderlands 4.
Three.
Okay. Elden Ring, Nightmare. The new Elden Ring.
Four.
Marvel 1943.
Three.
And then the
Three.
last one. Okay. GTA 6.
Five.
Okay. So
Five.
why you give Assassin's Creed a 2?
Assassin's Creed's gonna get a two because look, Ubisoft is on a downhill spiral, right?
I agree.
Ubisoft is still on a woke agenda. I don't know if you can watch the newsletter, but people are now starting to reject and pull back the woke agendas where it's like, because we were being overly woke. I'm not discriminating against anybody, but it got to the point where the people were trying not to discriminate against were getting offended because they were trying so hard to not discriminate. It's
Facts.
like when somebody tells you as a black man, I'm not racist. My second cousin is black. I'm already offended.
I agree.
I'm offended. Like, oh God, like we're not prejudiced. We just added in a black samurai and a woman.
I see.
Nobody, and then it, look, shout out Laws, Malachi. Because he always hits us with the "Who asked for that?" Like, no one asked for it. And Ubisoft is still on that, and they were on that with a game that just swapped Star Wars Outlaws, where they not only did they blame, they said, "Oh, we're not misogynists. You guys didn't play the game because you're misogynist. You didn't want to play a female lead."
Facts.
But then they said that they made the female lead for more people to play, so more people feel included. Why? You could just make it, give them the option to make a male or female. And I know that that's
Female,
a lot of hard work because, double up in voice acting, double up in animations. But if we're trying to be inclusive, being more inclusive is hard work. It's
Facts.
easier to build one restroom than two. But they're still building two restrooms, right?
Facts.
We're still doing it, right? And Assassin's Creed Shadows is like, I'm happy that we're adding in Yasuo the Black Samurai.
Facts, yeah.
Because it Yusuke is a part of he's a real part of history. And it stays in line with that. But we also have to understand that he's a small part of the history, right? And Assassin's Creed, if Assassin's Creed was gonna stay to its roots back when we were with Ezio, back when we were with Altair, the ninjas would be the assassins, the shoguns, and the samurai would be the Templars. Easy money. If Yusuke is a samurai, why are we working together? Oh, he's a traitor now. He betrayed the Templars or whatever, or he doesn't know, or he doesn't want to be a part of the organization because they're evil and he's black. They're probably racist, so he's not like that's the only thing that we can assume there. And oh, we added a ninja and she's female. I'm not a big wig on Japanese history, but from what I do know is that there weren't a lot of female gender roles historically, right? For a game that always tries to play as I'm historically accurate, cool, right? We get that. And I can accept that. We can play as a female ninja. But what you're going to see now is I guarantee you Ubisoft is going to backpedal and be like, they didn't want to play the game because they didn't want to play a black man. I want to see what they say if the game doesn't meet the mark. Y'all didn't want to play because he's black. And then it's like, okay, but you're gonna get like I said, yeah, you're gonna get people like that are gonna be like, ah, maybe that's not it. It's a question. Like, all right, I'm playing a like. Other than that, he was gonna be Asian. Like, if we're gonna be historically accurate, it was gonna be a Japanese man. Nobody would have been able to complain. What are you gonna say? Oh, you didn't want to play him because he's Japanese. I didn't want to play Ezio. I didn't want to play Ezio because he was Italian. I didn't want to play Altair because he was Middle Eastern.
Thanks.
I said, bro, I played the historically accurate character. Yusuke happens to be historically accurate, but I'm like, why did y'all just throw him in there? Because I remember when the first Assassin's Creed Red trailers came out, it was a normal Japanese ninja. They said, this is going to be your main character. He's going to be hard. I was like, let's go. We're keeping it historically accurate. If you want to take Assassin's Creed to Africa, I'm guaranteeing you, it doesn't matter if you're white, black, man, or woman, you're playing as a black person. And you're not going to really complain because you're like, we're in Africa.
Facts.
When you sent this to America, we played as a Native American, did we not? In Assassin's Creed
Nah.
3, fighting
Facts.
against the colonizers, right? Nobody said, I'm mad that I'm killing British. No.
Nah, that's true.
Historically, you said, he's Native American, he's protecting his land. Why now are we going to Japan and saying, oh, now that woke narratives are a huge thing, we got to produce a woman and we got to produce a black man in Japan? Because Yusuke was a very small part of Japanese history. So I feel like they're going to miss
Thanks.
the mark with that. And that's also going to affect the gameplay because now you have to play the game through the eyes of a black samurai. Well, you're already going to encounter, well, I guarantee you're going to encounter some racism. You're going to encounter some prejudice because it's like
Thanks.
he didn't even fit there in the time period. So why take us back to that, where even in the history it said this man didn't quite fit in the timeline, because it was like, whoa, you're black and you're a samurai, but you're only a samurai because they thought it was cool that you were black,
Facts.
because they never seen a black man. Yeah, that's my take on Assassin's Creed Shadows. My take on Borderlands 3 or 4 or 6, whatever the hell it is the looter shooter is dead, and we know the looter shooter is dead because Destiny just said, look, we're done. Like when they released Lightfall, they said, this is it. This is it for Destiny 2. They're not going to close the servers, but they said this is the last expansion. This is the story closed. And it went out with a bang. It was huge because people also knew that we were saying goodbye to one of to when Borderlands dropped, when all these other looter shooters failed out, whether it be that Marvel game that didn't quite make it, when Borderlands dropped off, and any other looter shooter that I'm missing. Because I remember they tried to drop a looter shooter EA where you had the Iron Man suits and you were flying around. When that failed, Titanfall, all that. It was Destiny that stayed true to it, because Bungie knew that if we focus on this one thing, we can make it great. And they did that. They made a very good looter shooter and they were able to keep it going for over a decade. And I have respect for them. But they also knew that the concept was dying, which is why they said this is going to be the last expansion, because people are having less and less time. It doesn't matter if you say, oh, you're just having less time because you're getting older. No, in this day and age, we're at the quarter century. We see where time is going. And the looter shooter doesn't quite make any sense anymore, because now people, back then, it was so bad if you were paying to win. If you were buying, like we said, shark cards.
Facts,
If
no,
you a nigga was buying shark cards, hey bro,
back
you just
then,
spending money. I'm working hard
facts,
to get pennies compared to what you're getting. Nowadays, it's like, look, if I want something, I'm gonna buy it, right? We don't
no,
need to
that's
do the
true.
looter shooter. Call of Duty Warzone could have been a looter shooter, but they realized real quick that if they want something, they're gonna buy it. If they want that
Facts.
cosmetic, they're gonna buy it. We're not even gonna beat around the bush anymore and say somebody's paid to win, because I guarantee if I see something I like, I'm paying for it. And if I know that I can get a shortcut, I'm paying for it. The looter shooters took too much time. They're too time consuming. You be grinding for 6 hours.
No, I 100% agree. Like, you grind so long, save and quit, come back, save and quit, save and quit, save and quit, just to get a weapon variant, and people don't got time for that no more.
To get a variant of a weapon you probably already had. It just wasn't in the legendary variant. It was in the
That's,
rare variant, but you needed the
yeah,
legend.
I
It didn't
agree.
make sense. And I mean, you play 2K. Look, to a lot of people from the outside, and 2K doesn't make too much sense because of the grind. You're grinding. You're trying to get that 99 overall. But 2K does a good job at actually allowing VC to have use. VC pay to win is a direct, like it's directly, you give
Yes.
us money, we'll give you levels. The looter shooter was, you give us money, we'll make you look good cosmetically. We won't give
Facts.
you the gun, we'll give you a skin to put on the gun when you finally loot it.
I would say if Borderlands 4 could go back to Borderlands 2 days of the characters like El Salvador, the Commander, things like that, because Borderlands 3, they missed the mark on some of the characters, the Siren. It wasn't Maya, and they nobody wanted to play as Claptrap. You know what I'm saying? If they go back to the character creation of what people wanted to play from like Borderlands 1 and Borderlands 2, I feel like they could grab nostalgia people. But if they don't, then I feel like it's gonna flop because the movie already flopped.
Movie flopped hard. It
It
got like a
flopped really hard.
2% on Rotten
Yeah.
Tomatoes.
And I feel like the review, the demo, live demo, some people I got mixed reviews from what I've seen. And it's like if they don't go back to like the nostalgia Borderlands 2 days, then it's gonna be a hard flop
It's
for
gonna be a
Borderlands.
hard fight, and it's gonna be a hard fight in 2025, because it's going up against some hard games. Like
It is.
even The Witcher 4 is supposed to also drop. So you gotta, a lot of people gotta think about this. And you said, okay, Nightreign. I get it that people are giving mixed reviews on Nightreign, because I've seen them. Because it's like the concept of it, okay, we're dropping in with four players. It's not gonna be 100% Elden Ring, and they're gonna change it up, and it's gonna be very hard by nighttime, but during the daytime you gotta go do stuff to get whatever the hell. From Software is another developer that does not miss the mark.
Facts.
From Software, unlike Rockstar, From Software gets a lot of backlash before the game drops. They always say, oh, it's gonna be this, it's gonna be that. But every time, it's the best game I've ever played, bro. It's the best game I've ever
Facts.
played. And it's the dedication. Like I respect, for one, look, you watch anime?
Some of it, some a little bit, a little bit, yeah.
Japanese developers, whether it be in anime or games, consider all of that to be an art form. They have
Facts.
mad respect for their craft. And it's the re That reason is why so many people are attracted to anime and so many people love games made by Japanese developers. Because, and you see it when they get on the stage at that awards ceremony, they say, look, we didn't think it was going to be this great, but we put our heart into it. Every ounce and fiber of our being went into this game, and we respect the art. We respect everybody up here for what they do because they live and breathe what they do. And it's a part of Japanese culture. Like, it's a part of a lot of it's a part of a lot of their culture to actually see the honor in what you do and do it right.
Thanks.
Night Raid is gonna be hard.
I
It's
think
gonna
so
be
too.
hard in the sense it's gonna be a good game. It's gonna be hard in the sense that it's gonna be actually difficult. Because From Software doesn't drop an easy game. And for those people that are already coming out and saying the game is gonna be too hard, did you not play Elden Ring? Did you not play Dark Souls? Did you not play Bloodborne? Did you not play
Facts.
Sekiro? It's going to be hard.
Or yeah.
But that's what makes it good. You're gonna give your heart and soul into that game and be like, damn. Like that
I had
gratification
to
after
grind,
beating the From
yeah.
Software game boss.
Nah, facts.
Did it? I did it.
Back in the day when I beat Dark Souls, I'm like, damn, like I felt God mode, man. I was like,
You
that's probably one of the hardest game I played.
feel like you just beat it, won a triathlon. Like you
Facts.
really feel like I had it like I like there's a lot of things that I that there's some things in this world I'll trade, but I'll never trade that gratification after really like beating a Dark Souls game, taking out every boss from start to finish, and like I get that shit. They make their players feel like they accomplished something. There are some games that I play nowadays where I feel like I'm accomplishing nothing.
Hey,
I
that is
feel
true.
like I'm not getting no, like, I've turned off games more often than not nowadays and been like, wasted like 6 hours, bro. Like, what the hell is this?
Nah, especially now, I feel like, the games have to make that mark because of the price point. People are not going to pay $70 for a trash game anymore. Or like, you know what I'm saying? Like back in the day, games was $30, $40,
$30,
whatever.
40.
Yeah. Play good games. But now like you know, the gaming, I feel like 2025 for the big AAA companies got to make the mark because 2024 was the world of indie games. And then they have to take back the reign of game development. And
They
that's why I
have
feel
to.
like, yeah.
And I think AI is also going to come into play with that,
Facts.
because that's going to give a lot of these big developers that got stuck in their ways new ideas. Because you can just ask an AI chat room, hey, what are some good ideas for games? And then
Facts.
go on the internet, go on social media, and tell me what people want. And it'll give you 100% like, hey, look, this is the rundown. Follow this to the T. Because and I'm glad you brought up those price points. Because back then, this is how things change. This is how crazy things change over the years. When they were selling games for $30 to $40, they were like, these people are paying a lot of money for these games.
Yeah.
We really gotta give them a good game. We gotta give them something that's replayable. We gotta give them something with longevity. All right. And then it pumped up to the $50, $60 game, where it was like, all right, we're meeting these people in the middle. We gotta give them something. We gotta give them a good game. They gotta like it. We wanna make it last. We wanna like GTA, we gotta make it last.
Facts.
Now at the $70 price point, bro,
It's
they gonna play regardless.
yeah, it's like
We
these people will buy it
gonna
regardless.
give them the same game 3 times over. They're gonna play it
Facts.
regardless.
Got you. Yeah,
Exactly,
like
got him. And then it's also like, y'all not paying enough. Like, we could have made this game way more expensive. Say, y'all thought $70 was a lot. This is how much it cost
facts.
us to make it. Buy it, play it, like it.
Yeah.
Young nigga, like, it's like
Facts.
they in your face about it. Like, you can't tell these game developers nothing. And Ubisoft, that's why Ubisoft is slobbing, because every time we give them some feedback, y'all motherfuckers ain't like the game. Like, no, like, a lot of these developers, like, they don't listen to reason. You can't tell them anything. Like with COD, you don't gotta worry about telling COD shit because COD has already told you, we're gonna get the same shit.
Facts.
And you're going to play it.
That's
And
true.
it's crazy because we wanna change things, but when we change things, you told us switch that shit back. Cause I remember when COD started doing different shit.
It was. I remember when COD was trying to be like Battlefield when Battlefield was going up, like the bigger maps. They started
Yeah,
making
bigger
bigger
maps,
maps.
destructible environments.
Yeah.
They said, okay. I remember I remember when we told Activision, "Hey, bro, none of us play that story mode. Take it out." They said, "All right, bet." They took it out. Why'd y'all take out the story mode? Not all of us play multiplayer. Y'all gotta bring back the story mode. Who would do that? What game developer would take out the? And they're like, "Y'all asked for this."
Thanks.
Like they were freaking out. So they have reached the mid ground where they're like, "Look, we're gonna give you new stuff, but we're only gonna give you new stuff that we know you're gonna be accepting of. Omnidirectional movement, we accept it." We're like, "All right, that's kind of hard. I like it." Slowly but surely, it's gonna take two or three games before we introduce some new shit. But we know we want to put in new shit. We're just not gonna put it in too soon or too late. And we said,
Thanks.
okay. And I feel like 2K is the same way. 2K is
It
like,
is.
look, and 2K, not the game, 2K, the developer, is in a weird area where they can only do so much because everything is based off the physical limitations of being an obviously athlete, a normal human, whether it be 2K WWE or 2K NBA. Like, look, I can only make this guy so good. Wembanyama just made it so that they can finally make a 7'3" shooter.
Thanks.
When Wemby came up, they said, "Hey guys, we can stop adding in penalties on the 7-footers when it comes from shooting behind the arc. There's a guy now. There's a guy now that's
Him
doing it."
right back there, yeah.
Yeah, he's doing it. So, there is slowly but surely, and people respect the 2K grind. People are always gonna respect that 99 overall. And we talked about it in our last thing. For those people that play 2K, you know, if you were playing 2K and it was in the early months of the game just being released within like the first 3, 6 months, if somebody had a 99 overall, fear that man.
Facts.
If you meet him in the park and it's month two, month three, and he's rocking a 99 overall, fear him. If his name is Casa Nostra Sosa Play or 2K BZ Hot Crossover, if his name is
Hey.
anything related to just playing 2K,
Fear
so
him.
Sosa Shooter, fear him. Fear him. He this is not this is a lifestyle player. He tells his
Facts.
girlfriend during the hours of this and this, "Do not say shit to me. Do not
I will
text
be
me."
on the game.
He tells his boss, "I'd quit this motherfucking job if I gotta run the 2K sticks and you saying I gotta be at work, I quit."
Facts.
He's dedicated his life to the point where back when there was three parks, he was playing at whatever it was. What was it? Something Brick City or whatever, where they had the fucking
Yeah.
the chain rims, the chain nets. He was there. When I went there, they was playing hard. They told me
Back
that when I first
when
started, that's the first 2K I got. They said, "Don't go there." They said everybody where that's their main location is tough.
facts
Tough. They're probably from Chicago or Detroit.
or Detroit.
Run. I was like, "All right, good. I'm gonna go to Sunset Beach or whatever the fuck. I'm gonna be right there, bro. I'm gonna be playing with my happy-go-lucky son because I ain't getting dunked on." They are dedicated. And that's why 2K is not gonna, you're not gonna really see 2K flop. You're gonna get mad at 2K. Don't get me wrong. You're gonna get mad at 2K because there's some things that, of course, 2K can work on. My brother is an avid 2K player. 2K can definitely work on their lobbies. When you're actually in the main hub area, it can get laggy. It can get delayed. There are server issues because now we're putting everybody in the same box.
That and the crossplay makes it real laggy for the 2K service.
But people are going to stay dedicated because for some reason you got to get the game. You always got to get the next 2K because of course when they start doing things like, "Oh, we're going to stop updating the rosters." Oh, yeah.
Bro,
It was
I'm convinced if 2K charged $100, people will still buy it
still buy it. You will still
each
buy it.
year, every year.
Each year. If anything, what I want to see from 2K is just to eventually just do what COD did, where they create a main system and you just like, yeah, you update the game, but if they just keep it as a main hub and keep it on the cloud, people are still going to be able to come in and just play it and just do updates. Like, yes, you would charge people money, but also it's like, look, nothing's really changing until the draft.
That's true.
Nothing is really changing. Like, you're updating and you're doing patch fixes. But until the
That's
draft comes
100%.
out,
Yeah.
like I
Nothing.
guess you can update the graphics, but we're getting to a point where you can't really do too much anymore with graphics that we picking up on.
Facts.
You can make it so we can probably buy a mansion or something and actually live the life. Like The most impressive thing 2K did for me was, I think it was 2K16 Spike Lee cinematic story.
That was hard.
That was hard. Where your homie die, they look
Yeah.
like, and it like at the end they killed your homie. I was like, damn,
Facts.
Spike. It was hard. They said we're gonna make this year a movie. We're partnering with Spike Lee. So this story mode from start to finish, from like the beginning of college to the end of your rookie year, is gonna be a movie. You could play your whole rookie year, every game, and they just throw in a little cinematic where it's like, dang, bro. Hey, it's mid-season. How's things going? Oh, I'm all right. Yeah, you talking to your best friend? Because I know by the internet when they said when they, when yo you got that call from your mom and they said so and so died. I was like,
Facts.
bro, I was like,
Thought
bro,
you were living in a movie.
for real? I was like, he dead? He's dead? I like, bro, like I really thought that I was coming up from the trenches. That I made it to the league from my D Rose type Derrick Rose story. I was like,
D-Rose.
nigga, did this? I said, he dead?
Yeah.
I like, no, like we just made it out the hood. Like, I swear that's what I said. I said, we just made it out. We
Facts.
just made it out. Especially if you had a playthrough where you won a championship. We just like, bro,
Just made it out.
like, bro, that shit was crazy. They need to bring that back.
They do.
They need to bring that back where they add a story to it. And I get it. That story wasn't like, if you were a white dude, it might not have really related to you. Spike Lee isn't really relatable to white people.
That's fake.
But we all know at the end of this, niggas is playing 2K.
Every nigga's playing
Every
2K.
nigga's playing 2K. And what was, so we did Night Reign. What I say was, what was the last one? Five?
Marvel. Do this right here.
Oh, yeah,
There you
my
go.
bad. Yeah, I had the little tissue.
Marvel 1943.
Marvel 1942. Yeah. It's gonna be hard, right? But we've already seen the concept. That's why I gave it a three. We already seen the concept. Look, it's gonna be a very linear game. It's gonna have a story mode. Start to finish is gonna be linear. And it's like Black Panther's like grandfather, right? So we're also gonna be thrown into a world where technology isn't as advanced as we're used to seeing in the Marvel world. Like, of course, technology is a little different in Marvel than it is in real life. Like, they're a
Yep.
little bit more advanced in World War II. I mean, shit, we've seen what the Red Skull did to himself. By World War
Facts.
II, they're a little bit more advanced. It's gonna be a good game, but it's also going to relate us to a time period of Marvel that we aren't really keeping track of all too much. We're not really there. Like, Marvel Rivals is currently in a futuristic timeline. The actual Marvel Cinematic Universe is reflecting of present time or something, whatever the time, so maybe a few years forward, 1 year forward, 1 year back. But it's keeping up with what we got going on in modern time. A lot of people don't like certain people don't like games that have a historical aspect where I'm like, I'm gonna take you back to World War II and show you what Captain America was doing fighting Nazis. Like, that's cool and all, right? We like fighting Nazis. That's why I gave it a three. Because any game where we're fighting Nazis, for some reason, it
Always
always plays.
Wolfenstein. Yeah, facts. Yeah,
They
every
just
yeah.
dropped that new Indiana Jones game,
Yeah.
Bethesda. You are fighting Nazis. And it was amazing. Loved it. Every bit of it. I'm gonna love this game. Am I gonna say that it's gonna be a five? Is it gonna be competitive? Is it gonna get game of the year? We'll see. But there's a lot of heavy hitters.
It is.
Rockstar is not dropping GTA 6 and not getting game of the year. That's why I gave that a five. Because you can't. I remember when GTA 5 came out, right? Not only do I remember the day the night, because you remember it was always released at midnight. Not
X,
only do I remember
yeah.
the night GTA 5 came out, I remember the day after, where they said, we've never sold more copies of a game ever.
Facts.
Ever. Like, and that wasn't Rockstar. That was Best Buy, GameStop, EB Games back when they was a
Probably
motherfucker.
fact. Probably Blockbuster and nah, they probably out, but yeah.
It, saying we like this game is selling. All right, people are, that was one of them games where you was at the midnight release and you put your pre-order in and you knew, look, bro, I'm not moving out of this spot.
Heck.
They not running out of copies. Like, you was ready to fight about that. That was one of them games where Black Friday came around. You was like, "Look, bro, I'm not leaving this thing, but I'm snatching it out of your hands if I see somebody." We in the
Thanks.
car. Me and my brother saying, "Look, if we see that GTA 5, you feel me? Like anything, we
Go
about
time.
anything and everything for it." Because and it released, like you said, it released in three iterations. We got the Xbox 360 version, we got the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 version. Then we
Yeah.
got the PS4 and the Xbox One version, and now we got the Xbox Series and the PlayStation 5. Like we still brought it, right? I paid for that game three times by now, I feel like. No sweat,
Oh, sweet.
because it's something that's a staple. They dropped a staple. GTA 6 is gonna be a staple. Everybody's gonna get it. People that don't even play games are gonna get GTA 6.
Facts.
People that haven't played games since GTA 5 are gonna get GTA 6. There's somebody right now that's gonna buy a console and GTA 6 the same day.
I believe it. They gonna be
Like,
dropping them.
and it's gonna, because it's like, this is like GTA is one of those things where you can't go anywhere in the world and say GTA and nobody immediately thinks of the game.
Grand
You say
Theft
Grand Theft Auto, I'm not, the first thing I'm thinking is not somebody stealing a car. I mean, I'm thinking
Auto.
the car is getting stolen, but I'm
GTA.
like, the game pops up in my head of somebody stealing your car.
GTA.
But you might say,
Yeah.
no, bro, somebody stole my car. They committed grand theft. Oh,
Yeah,
it's getting a
GTA.
five.
Yeah, GTA gonna be the game of the year for sure.
The only way it's gonna flop, right? The only way it's gonna flop is if it hits us with that Cyberpunk 2077 thing, where if you don't got the specific console to play it, it just doesn't work, right? So for
I
my
agree.
people,
I 100% agree with you.
So for my folks that are rocking the PC or P5 Xbox Series. So for my folks still on PlayStation 4, my folks still on the Xbox One, or even the Xbox Series S, they might hit that motherfucker up and be like, I couldn't even play it.
Yeah.
Didn't work. That's your fault, right? That's your fault. But of course, Rockstar is going to take a hit for that, because they're going to be like, damn, they dropped the unplayable game, yada, 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 or you can't get on the servers. Or get this, people are upset because they're probably not going to drop GTA Online the same day that they dropped the story, the single player, the main thing. That's what I foresee coming.
Nah, yeah, I agree.
Because
The game will crash if they dropped GTA, the servers in the same day, it'll crash.
and they have a lot of work ahead of them, because I like Rockstar's rich, Rockstar's big, but also trying to maintain GTA 5 online servers and then trying to start up GTA 6 online servers is going to take forever. So what I'm probably foreseeing is that GTA 6 online servers aren't really going to start up until they start bringing offline a lot of GTA 5
GTA,
online
yeah.
servers first. So, and they're already like, what people are saying, they're already breaking the GTA 5 economy to just make it so like you can really do whatever you want, get whatever you want, because they're about to trash the game. All the servers are about to degrade and get taken offline. But that takes time to transition those servers over. It's not just like, it's not a flip up switch. So that's what people are going to be mad about, because they're probably going to beat the story in about a week. They're probably going to beat the
Yeah,
story in about a business week.
I'm gonna be on there. I'm gonna be back on my grinding days when the
Yeah.
GTA 6 come out. I'm gonna be on
Yeah.
there.
You gonna probably beat the story. If it's a long story, you probably going to beat it in about a week, right? You're
Yeah.
going to play nonstop, throwing your 100 hours, whatever the fuck, beat it in about a week, and then be sitting there like, damn, when's GTA Online coming out? And then y'all going to be mad when they say, hey, guess what? GTA Online is going to come out 6 months after the fact. Y'all niggas gotta stop playing GTA 5 online first, and then we can bring out GTA 6 online. Y'all didn't get GTA 5 online first. Like, no, it didn't. You got that a little later.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're gonna be
My
mad.
sleeper pick for game of the year. Well, I'll say not even game of the year, but any game. It's probably Road to Vostok. I don't know if you have you heard of that game? So basically it's a indie game developer, but he's a solo developer. And he makes a game like super realistic. It's like Stalker. Like Stalker 2. But he does it in like a Godot engine. And that's probably like the worst engine for like game development of all time. Like, a lot of people use Unreal or Unity, but they started taxing people. But
Yeah.
he's doing all this in the Godot engine. And it's like super realistic and for like single player. And then once you bring out the multiplayer, I feel like it's gonna create a lot of buzz for the gaming industry.
Yeah. And I mean, it's been proven time and time again that the indie game is going to win over anything. Astrobot won Game of the Year. For those of y'all that
Facts.
don't know, Astrobot won. Year before that, of course, was I'm pretty sure it was pretty sure it was Baldur's Gate is what came
Butter,
out.
yeah, Butter's get one.
Yeah, Game of the Year for 2023. And then before that, of course, it was Elden Ring for 2022. So let me make sure. Give me your 20. I don't want to give y'all wrong information. Yeah, Baldur's Gate 3 2023, and then the year before Elden Ring. So with that being said, honestly, and don't get me wrong, Larian Studios is a AAA developer, but they're very independent in their aspect and how they go about things. So a AAA gaming studio hasn't won since 2022.
Facts.
2022 with From Software's Elden Ring. So by this upcoming year, it would have been 3 years since a corporation that's AAA has won, if they win. Indie games are always going to really come hard. Like Larian, and I say Larian Studios isn't AAA. Yes, they are kind of sort of. I don't know how you want it. Maybe AA, because they make games where it's like, oh, it's a turn-based RPG game or this and that, where it's kind of like off sorts, where it's like it's something you didn't expect. And at the time, Baldur's Gate 3 was the only game that they were working on for years. What I consider a AAA developer is somebody who can drop multiple big games within a calendar year and it
Facts.
isn't their main focus, right? Or they just drop one huge game every so often. So that's going to be like our CD Projekt Red. They're definitely AAA, and our Rockstar are definitely AAA. But we know that when they drop, they usually take Game of the Year, which is why this year is going to be,
GG.
it's going to be difficult to call it. Right, because we got a studio that for their when they drop a actual like you know yes some people are gonna say oh well Tay, you know Elden Ring that just dropped their DLC Shadow of the Erdtree didn't win Game of the Year. Well, that was because there was a lot of already going into that there was just a lot of pushback because having a DLC win Game of the Year, which really hasn't been done since The Witcher 3's DLC took it. Was and that was already got a lot of pushback. So I think it was probably for the best that they didn't win that. So it's gonna be hard, right? Because Rockstar is gonna be like, we're not taking that L. We're not gonna drop this game and not get Game of the Year. So they're gonna be really positional about when they drop it. Because and what I mean by positional is that any game dropped after November, I think it's November 25th. So any game dropped after Thanksgiving cannot be put in for the running for Game of the Year, right? And it may be a little later than that, maybe like by the 1st of December, but any game dropped the week after Thanksgiving cannot be in the running for Game of the Year. Okay. So that means that if GTA 6 decides they want to do that, they can drop the game a week after Thanksgiving and then it would be in the running for Game of the Year next year because it will fall under the fiscal year of, because it's all fiscal calendar. It's
Yeah.
not, they think it's calendar year, it's fiscal year. So it'll fall under that 2026. And then they're going to be like, hey, we got it. Because they also have a lot of heavy hitters that they don't want to compete against, but I also think that Rockstar knows this is going to get Game of the Year regardless. So they're probably going to
Facts.
decide that, hey, look, this is when we're going to hit it. This is when we're going to hit it. And Nightreign, I don't foresee getting Game of the Year. It just it, the way that they that is put out, it's not going to get From Software Game of the Year this time around. A Marvel game getting Game of the Year would definitely change a lot of narratives.
I agree.
Because Marvel has consistent until Rivals just dropped, Marvel has flopped every game that they've dropped. Whether it be a Avengers game or a solo Marvel characters game, it just hasn't really pushed the bar enough to even be considered for Game of the Year. So if this game really hits like that, then we'd have something to talk about. It could be in the running. It could be a nominee. Yeah. But even getting nominee would be a success story for them.
For you, for Marvel, yeah.
We'll see. We'll see. Other than that, man, we cleared all of our topics. You got anything else?
Nah, man. Nah. Does everybody have a great start for the rest of the first of the year, man?
Hey. Look, everybody. So the next time you, so we're probably gonna drop this episode in about a week. But the next time you see us is gonna be after MLK Day slash Inauguration Day. So
Lots
everybody,
of people.
be on the lookout. Enjoy yourself. for those that are viewing this right now that are in the East Coast and getting the freeze over, or in the South getting the freeze over, hey, we wish you guys the best and we want you guys to be safe. Please drive safely. Please, please, please take care of each other. And for those in LA right now that are under the effects of the wildfire, look, our hearts and our thoughts all go out with you guys right now. Not only for those people losing their homes and just losing everything, for the brave men and women that are on the front lines fighting those fires. We want to, our hearts and minds go out to you guys because look, you guys are doing it. Like, honestly, without those people that are on the front lines right now, things would be way worse, and they're already way past worse. So we just want to say, hey, everybody, please be safe. Please take care of each other. Of course, Village, we are community based. We do have something coming up. So please just be on the lookout on our social medias because we will be dropping something real soon for those of you all that want to go out, that want to, do something to provide support, whether it be for the people on one side of the road or one side of the US freezing over, or for the people that are really absolutely fighting for their livelihoods on the West Coast. Hey, y'all just stay tuned. And like I said, I'm Tay. This is my partner in crime, Julian. We just want to send you guys a happy new year and tell you guys to have a brave new year. Just be brave from
Just
Village.
be brave.
Take it easy.
Peace.